So you're saying not long ago, your parents used to get...
Parents used to, like back in the 50s and 60s, well, even when I was growing up as a teenager, your parents used to have, you know, they used to deliver pub, the Mio, Sia, beverages. A lot of people used to have
like
their pub. Yeah, just like milk. People used to deliver pop at home, and nobody knew what the consequences were. Like these gazozas, Mio, all these pop factories, or soft drink factories, were having home deliveries. And it was the cheapest drinks. I remember along St. Clair, in Boone Avenue, they used to deliver the pop. There was a lot of beverage companies used to deliver to the home. And people didn't know how much sugar they were intaking. Then all of a sudden, around the 70s and 80s, people got a little bit conscientious more about. And then they started this. Now, they're basically all bankrupt, these soft drink companies, except for Coca-Cola, because they made their money in the 50s and 60s. They sucked all the people in. Because if Coca-Cola...
With cocaine.
Exactly.
This is how they started.
They sucked the people right in. And it's a big name. That's unfortunate that people are paying for that name still. It's just a name.
Yeah.
It's just a name.
Wow.
It's just a name that sucked a lot of people in.
I didn't know that.
You know, they held the tobacco... Oh, you didn't finish.
No, I paused it, but hold on. Okay, so... This is CNBC economist Jeff Rubin. And what he's saying is, in one of his books, he's saying that the price of gas is going to go higher and higher for many reasons. And that our society will have to adapt. So this will change all this thing with outsourcing to China. Things will have to be produced locally because when things get expensive to ship, to move around, then you cannot build them across the, like, on another continent anymore. They have to be built locally because transportation expenses are a bigger chunk of the final price.
Exactly.
Right? Also, traveling is going to get more expensive. Cities will have to be built differently, right? There's not going to be... Not everybody's going to be able to afford a car anymore, right?
No, people will always have a car, but what I think is going to happen is, like I was telling you earlier, Andre, I don't think people are going to go cruising as much like back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. Well, you pack a lunch, you pack a little lunch, and you go cruising and you go see things. People are not going to be able to travel as much, but people will always have a car to take them to go shopping, to take them to go to the hospital, to take them to go see the doctor. I mean, okay, you got transit, but people will still own cars. It's just people won't be watching. I think what you'll see is a lot of people won't be going. What's going to lose, I think, is more of the outdoors activities like hunting, fishing. Those are the guys that are going to suffer the most. It's people that use vehicles to go out for the day.
Look, I have friends who are doing exactly what I do. They sold their car, and when they need to go someplace, they just rent one.
It's probably cheaper.
Yeah, of course it's cheaper.
Probably coming to that, yeah.
They live downtown. They have transportation at their door,
yeah.
Right?
But the thing is, the guy that works 9 to 5, excuse me, Andre, but this is the argument I got. I work 9 to 5. I work at Toronto International Airport. The transit system is one of the most terrible systems to get to that airport. It's a 15-minute drive. I live 15 minutes away. If I had to take public transportation, it would take me an hour and a half from my doorstep. It would take me an hour and a half. I don't expect the transit system to pick me up at my doorstep, but I expect to have more routes to an international airport.
No, it's true.
Yeah, they're very poor systems to shopping plazas.
Toronto Airport is a shame. You know, it's the most expensive.
It's not linked to the city.
It's the most expensive and the least accessible.
There's no link to the city. They'll say they have link from Kipling Station. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace what they've got.
It's true. Kipling Station is not a main station. It's like the end of.
To the airport, there should have been from about 5 or 6 major stations.
Absolutely,
there should have been direct bus service from about 5 or 6 from Downsview Station or from Yorkdale, or even not even Yorkdale, from Downsview Station, the last station, which is the closest station to the airport, should have had hourly service. Should have hourly service from Jane. Should have been hourly service from Kipling as well. It should have been, you know, it's a disgrace.
Even from York University, because there is an express bus going to York.
Exactly.
Right?
No. It's a fucking shame. But they don't want to pay.